Title: Flying to London for a Meeting or as a Tourist. You must complete the new online ETA visa waiver form. Content: Beginning January 8, 2025, visitors from the United States, as well as from other countries, traveling to anywhere in the United Kingdom will need an electronic travel authorization, ETA, prior to travel, regardless of age. Also, passengers who are merely transiting through an airport in the UK will need the ETA as well. General requirements to apply: you need the actual passport you will travel with, not a photocopy or digital passport, access to your emails, a credit card, debit card, Apple Pay, or Google Pay, no refunds after you apply. You will need to upload or take photos of your passport, your face. You do not need to enter your travel itinerary. Duration: ETAs are valid for two years after issuance or when the individual's passport expires, whichever is earlier. ETAs allow multiple entries and stays for no longer than 6 months. Processing times: applications are usually approved within 72 hours. However, it may take less or more time, so apply earlier rather than later. Practice pointers: passport ETAs are digitally linked to the traveler's passport. If an individual obtains a new passport, they must apply for a new ETA. App: the fastest way to apply is using the UK ETA app, which you can download from the App Store or Google Play. Otherwise, you can apply using the UK Embassy website. Inspection upon arrival: ETA does not guarantee entry to the UK. Travelers still need to either see a Border Force officer or use an e-passport gate, if eligible. ETA versus visa: apply for an ETA well in advance. If it is denied, you will need to apply for a formal visa. Also, ETA is only for tourists and business visitors. Passport validity: passports should be valid for at least 6 months beyond the intended stay. However, US citizens could be admitted up to the passport expiration date. US Global Entry: US Customs and Border Protection, CBP, considers global entry for faster clearance back into the US a privilege, not a right. To avoid problems, make sure you declare to CBP all items purchased abroad and cash exceeding $10,000. Avoid bringing any food back into the US. Next up, Europe. ETA's travel to the European Union delayed to spring 2025. The European Union's Travel Information and Authorization System, ETA's, has been delayed but is expected to go into effect in the spring of 2025. Additional information can be found here. Help with visas: if your company needs help with global mobility, visas, and immigration, please contact your Shepherd Mullin attorney. Categories: immigration, labor and employment, visas. As seen in Labor and Employment Law Blog.